Last year, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon signed a new partnership between the state of Missouri and nationally recognized nonprofit Western Governors University. The idea was to help thousands of working Missourians obtain an affordable college degree. And affordable it is, at about $3,000 a semester. Now a conversation about how to help the estimated 750,000 Missourians who have started college but not completed it, with a new option now on the table. With us is Angie Bessendorfer. She's the chancellor for WGU Missouri. And Angie, so good to have you. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
And Sonia Davis is also here. She's a Western Governors University grad, and she works in the healthcare field at United Bioservices. Sonia, nice to have you too. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, Angie, what is Western Governors University? Give us a little lowdown here.
Well, it's an online university that's competency-based, which means that you prove what you know and learn the rest. And so our students don't spend any time wasting time learning things that they've already learned.
You don't review stuff. You just go from where you are forward. That's the idea.
Right. Because our students are mostly adults, our average age is actually 37, they bring a lot of knowledge with them. And that knowledge is different from one student to the next. And so we just measure it and move on.
Sonia, was that your experience as well?
Yes, very much so. I didn't feel I was doing those prerequisite type courses. It just really allowed me to take what I'd already learned in previous degrees and out in the workforce and apply it with the competency skills.
So, Angie, how else is it different from a traditional university?
Well, it is online, but, you know, typically whenever you think about online, you think about that means that it's just me. And that's not the way it is with WGU. We actually have student mentors for every student. So upon enrollment, you're assigned a partner that's going to be there for you.
And how does that work?
Well, our student mentors call our students at least once a week, and they just make that connection. So they're their greatest cheerleader or their accountability coach, whatever each student needs.
Sonia, how did mentoring work for you at WGU?
It actually worked great. My mentor was great. He was with me during the entire program. I knew he was always there and available, either by phone call or emails if I had any questions. It just made me feel reassured that I was meeting all the requirements that were needed to be sure I graduated.
Does your mentor, Sonia, does that person help you with your studies, or is it just a person to make sure that you're on track and meeting the requirements that you've got to hit?
There's actually two kinds of mentors. My student mentor just makes sure I'm meeting all requirements, but each class has actually a class mentor. So when you have particular questions regarding that class, they're available to you also.
Sonia, you know, lots of people have questions about online-based education. How did it work for you? Because obviously the big selling point is you can work on at school from the comfort of your home. But for some folks, that works. For some folks, it doesn't work. How did it work for you?
Actually, I was a little apprehensive at first, but it actually worked really well for me because I was able to continue to work full-time, able to spend time with my family, and all I needed with me was my computer. All my books were online. All the work I could do was online. So it was really convenient, and it allowed me to complete it a lot faster than a traditional program.
Well, it's convenient, but were you able to, you know, bore down and bear down and do what you had to do at home to get the work done you needed to get done?
Yes, very much so.
It wasn't a struggle for you?
No, it is a lot of effort. It's not easy by any means, but I felt I was giving every opportunity and all the information I needed to be successful at it.
And you finished in what, under 2 years?
Yes, I finished in about 16 months.
And you finished what exactly in 16 months?
I got a master's of business administration with an emphasis in healthcare administration.
Wow. Okay. Well, Angie, this notion that students are studying at home, as I mentioned, it works for some, doesn't work for others. What's been your experience as you look at the all your students at WGU?
I've visited with lots of students and alumni, and what they say is that it really worked for them because they got to be flexible and match this with their busy family lives, but that it wasn't easy. It was hard. And that it was invigorating and it was intensive learning, but they really felt like that they accomplished something.
On the advantage side, it sounds like you're saying the students you have at WGU are older, so maybe they're more inclined to be serious and take all this stuff, you know, and bear down in the way they have to.
Well, they're more mature in that realm, but they're also busier because they're typically parents. They've got full-time jobs. 71% of our students work while they're doing this. And so it's not something that's easy, but it's something that they can fit around their life. It can be study Tuesday night this week, Saturday next week. It can be 2 in the morning or 2 in the afternoon. They decide.
And students do work at 2 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon, right? They're all over the place.
Yeah. The other big difference is that it isn't that a professor is deciding this week do this week do that. The students are actually in charge. They determine, based on what they have as far as bringing knowledge, what's left to do, and they're in charge of that. And so it's all included in that program.
Well, explain that to me a little bit. What do you mean the students are in charge?
I mean that at the beginning of a course, they take an assessment and they define then what they already know, and they know what they need to prove. Because we don't give grades. We assure all of our students meet every competency for every course. And so as soon as they finish a course, they move on to the next. And so they kind of lay it out. These are the courses that you need. They enroll. They pay for 6 months of education for about $3,000. And they learn as much as they can. It's an all-you-can-learn buffet.
So you can do as much as you want to do. If you can get the whole thing done in 6 months, you can get it done for $3,000.
More power to you, exactly. What really happens is that the student brings the knowledge that they have and the time that they commit to it, and that determines how quickly they complete their degree.
But if they don't get grades, Angie, what's the incentive? I mean, for me in school, that was a huge incentive to bust my chops a little bit. If you don't have that, you know, pushing you, what does?
Well, you have to pass your competencies. I think Sonia would tell you that's the key is that you are saying, can I do this and am I ready now? And so they're challenging themselves. And it takes that kind of self-determination in order to be a successful online graduate.
And who determines if you've met the competency that's on the line here?
That's a great question. We actually have a third group of faculty who are called evaluators. And so all of our evaluations for competencies are done blind. So there isn't, I really like this person. It is about, can you do and prove that you can do the competency that's there? There's a variety of kinds of assessments. They range from online multiple choice kinds of things to performance events that you video yourself.
We're talking about Western Governors University, a nationally recognized nonprofit. It's online. We're taking your questions at 816-235-2888. Again, 816-235-2888. This is a university designed for older adults who have started college, perhaps, but haven't completed a degree. Sonia Davis, this lack of grading, how did that work for you?
It actually was harder than I thought it would be. I didn't, you know, you don't actually take a test, and kind of like you said, you know, I like to see that A, no, I achieved that. But actually doing it with no grading and based on competencies, you really had to prove that you actually had a grasp of the concept. It wasn't like you memorized some data and some facts and you regurgitated it on a test and then you forgot it. You truly had to understand it. So I think for real world, it's the way they taught was very appropriate.
Can you give me a sense, Sonia, of how you proved a competency? What did you have to do in some of your cases to get that idea across, that you knew what you knew?
Well, some of mine would be, you know, I have a company, and I had, since mine was in business administration, so I have to go and look at the financial statements of the company. Then I have to act like I am actually recommending to the board of directors or the president why or why not I would recommend we make an investment. So I had to prove in my papers, my presentations, in my PowerPoint, all the data, and that I truly understood why I was recommending or not recommending something that would actually take place in the real world.
You've said a couple times here this morning that all this wasn't easy. Give us a sense of just how arduous it was.
I spent a lot of nights at 2 o'clock in the morning. I would spend time at ball fields. You know, but I tried to do it.
I mean, your
quicker.
Kids were playing baseball games and you were sitting in the stands on a computer, right?
On a computer. And in between games, I was able to study, which actually worked well for me. But, you know, my point was try to get through quicker, just to be more cost effective. So that's why I was trying to get done, you know, within, generally it's 2-year program, most masters, I was wanting to get done quicker than that. It was actually a lot of information, the task, but I felt I got a very good education out of the program.
Did you get to know any of your fellow students at all?
Actually, I did. With it being online, one of my major classes was a big group project. We never met face-to-face, but we spent many evenings together on the phone completing projects. So you didn't feel totally alone. There were also blogs where you could question, you know, if you had a class, put questions on, you know, students were very active in the blogs and giving you guidance, and then you always had also your mentor if you had any questions.
You know, over the years, we've done shows on this whole notion of online education, and like many other things we've talked about here today, Sonia, I've heard good things and not so good things about, you know, having all your textbooks online, for instance, that it sounds kind of slick, sounds kind of neat to begin with, but after a while, it becomes difficult in its own way. Am I right about that or not?
I was concerned about that. I have two other degrees, bachelor degrees, and obviously with those, it was the books, it was the tactile, it was the highlighting, having that available. So I was a little apprehensive of having everything online, but surprisingly, I didn't find it challenging. The information was there. It was still at my fingertips. You know, if there was something I felt I needed to print, then I just printed it off and had it available.
Did you end up getting more than one screen to work on?
I just worked at one screen at a time. Obviously, you know, some people can do two, but I found with one it worked still. It worked fine for me.
Yeah, Angie, you want to hop in? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of pieces of technology that go along with it. I mean, we do send our students a camera so that they can take their tests and do that. So there are some technological components of that they need. But for the most part, that mobile ability to take the laptop and do it where you need to do it, that's how busy adults are able to get a degree.
Yeah, tell me about, Angie, taking a test and the camera. I've read about that. Someone's monitoring you while you take the test to prove that you're actually doing the work and you're not cribbing off of something you're seeing online, right?
Absolutely. They take that camera. They scan the room. We make sure that it is a place instead of them having to go to a place to take that test. We secure that location. But then we also monitor the keystrokes, and we monitor their eye movements, and we record that assessment.
Because you monitor their eye movements. What do you mean?
You know, are they looking somewhere else, like there might be something in another room that where they were, you know, put up a cheat sheet or something like that? You know, we want to be sure that our graduates are absolutely the highest quality, and our employers say that they are, but we want to make sure that it continues to be that way.
And you prove that competency, that the person, the student, decides when he or she's ready for the test.
Yes, they're in charge of how quickly they move through, and you know, they work with their mentor to make sure that they think that they're ready and that they can pass that. They can also get more than one opportunity to take the assessment, and
yeah.
So we give them feedback.
Well, I'm wondering what our listeners think about all this. If you could work at your own pace, take all your courses online and pay less than $2,000 a semester, would you go back for your degree or not? 816-235-2888 is our phone number here. Let's go to some calls. And Ron from Kansas City, Missouri, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was just curious, what do you kind of touched upon it a little bit. What do employers feel about a degree from WGU?
I was going to go there myself. That's a great question. Angie, give us a sense of that.
Yes, 97% of employers say that a WGU grad is as good or better than other people with the same degree. But of those 97%, over half of them, 57%, say that a WGU grad is better than a degree from somewhere else.
But it's not Stanford. It's not Harvard, is it?
Well,
is there a prestige issue here?
You know, I don't think that there's a prestige issue, because I'll tell you that we have students who earn their degrees through WGU who get into those prestigious programs for doctorates and those kinds. So we have evidence that those prestigious universities that we typically think of definitely know that our students are high quality.
Ron, what do you think about that?
Well, I think that's good feedback. And you know, to be honest, when I see someone with MBA beside their name, the first thing that is on my mind is they have an MBA, right? It isn't, oh, where did you get it from? So I think if somebody puts the hard work in, you know, then they've earned that degree.
Yeah. Ron, thank you. And, you know, Angie, there is a sense, though, in this day and age that there are lots of schools that are a little bit sketch out there, and people, you know, it's made your world, a world that I work in now, you know, for some people, there are some things that they wonder how valid, you know, a degree from this place or that place really is.
I think it's important for students to do their research and to determine what kinds of things are out there in relationship to the variety of programs that are there. WGU is the only university that's at scale and has students like we do, you know, 45,000 students nationwide that have determined that this is the right match for them. and our quality of our graduates prove that. And so I think that they would find the research to be there. But you're absolutely correct. There's a lot of programs out there that are enrolling anybody. WGE won't take just anybody. We really only enroll people that we believe are going to be graduates, and we invest in them to become that.
You won't take anybody?
No, we won't.
What kind of people do you reject?
You know, we're really not designed, and you have to be a really special kind of person to be an 18-year-old who's going to attend WGU. We do have some, but it's a very small minority of our students.
Because
we're for those people who have tasted that world of life and learn some things there, and we feel like that they do a little better, the maturity level that comes with that. However, I would say that we have an articulation agreement with all the community colleges in the state so that they can articulate right on in, and we'll accept every credit from their community college.
So you reject people then?
Yes, we do.
What percentage of your applicants do you say no thanks to?
I'd say it's running about 85 or about 85% acceptance and 15% rejection right now.
That's interesting. Sonia Davis, a student, a graduate of Western Governors University. I haven't asked you about taking tests and how different that is compared to the tests you took in high school or as an undergrad. What was that like for you?
I really can't speak to that just because of the way my program was actually set up. I did not actually take any tests either on the camera. Mine was all more papers and presentations and PowerPoints and group projects.
Okay. Let's go back to some phone calls here. And Leonard from Kansas City, Kansas, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'll be quick. I'm 52. My wife is 54. The both of us have been discussing going back and finishing our college. Neither of us did. I have less than a year in. My wife has about three quarters of her college in. But we're in that midlife. My last ACT score was 1980. And I want to know, it's interesting I followed the heels of that last comment. I want to know how I get access, and then where do I start? And it sounds like a wonderful program, so I'm going to just shut up and let you guys talk.
All right. Angie Basendorfer, she's a chancellor for WGU Missouri. You have the floor, Angie.
You can start any month, the beginning of any month, and so you don't have to wait for those traditional openings, you know, for that. So you really just need to go to missouri.wgu.edu, and you can find all the information that you need. There's an enrollment process. We do an interview with all of our students to make sure. But you sound like you're the perfect kind of students. And what I would tell you is it's worth your investment. What we find is that within 1 to 3 years, our WGU grads are earning $9,000 more than they were earning before that. And within 4 to 6 years, it's $18,000 more.
Is there any face-to-face instruction at your university?
You know, the only kind of face-to-face would be with clinicals, which is not necessarily with our faculty members, but it's part of those things. We offer degrees in business, education, IT, and then health professions, which is primarily for nursing that's moving from that RN and above. And so a student teaching, for example, with the education degrees, you're going to get some face-to-face with that. But it's not the traditional face-to-face sit in the classroom.
Is this the future of higher ed?
I think it's the future of higher ed for adults because we're busy. We need education to come and meet us. And so this is a way that education meets the life and it honors the life that you've had.
What kinds of adult struggles to succeed at Western Governors University? Who's going to struggle here?
You know, I think if you don't have that wherewithal to put yourself, you know, get the computer out and to have that self determination to make that happen, then you would struggle and you're just paying money and you're going to have a phone call every week going, hey, you know, but you have to be someone that's a little bit has some self-initiative. However,
and not everybody does.
And some people really want that social classroom. And so WGU doesn't claim to be the be all end all. And we don't offer degrees in everything. We only offer bachelor's and master's degrees. But we do believe that there's an expanded opportunity and that it helps to improve our workforce in the state.
Steve from Brookside, you're on Up to Date. Our topic, Western Governors University. Nice to have you, Steve.
Two quick questions. Number one, I have a son in Topeka, about out of state. You know, what's the deal there? And number two, when I was in college, I did my learning in class. That's, you know, I liked hearing the professor. How's the learning done with WGU? I mean, is there any online lectures that you look at, or is it all dig it out of the book yourself?
Yeah, good question. Steve, hang on. I'm going to make sure we get all your questions answered. Angie, go ahead.
Okay, well, I think that one thing that you need to know, there's no out-of-state tuition. It's the same regardless of where you are in the United States, but as long as you're somewhere across the United States, this is fair game for you. You can join WGU. We have 45,000 students nationwide and over 32,000 graduates.
How about the lectures in the classroom?
You know, Sonia may be able to answer that better, but I do think that there's a lot of different kinds of ways that we do present information, including webinars and different things. But it's not just sit there and watch the lecture for this week.
Sonia, run with that. How did you learn online? What were you looking at when you were in the classroom?
It was a lot of webinars, and for me in particular, it would be, you know, interactive spreadsheets. You would have your instructor in a webinar, and you're watching online as they're filling in spreadsheets, guiding you. So, you know, you do some of your own self-study, make sure you understand the concept, and then the webinars are set up at different times, so they're not just at one certain time where you have to be available, because they know most of their students are working, and then you go in the webinar, you're taught the information. If you still have questions, you can ask questions, you can call, you can actually schedule appointments for more one-on-one time with your student mentor if you're not understanding a concept.
And so there are certain times when you've got to be in front of the computer, Sonia, to make sure you're seeing a webinar when you've got to see it?
They do schedule certain times, but I'm sure, too, you know, there's exceptions if you just can't meet those times, you know, that the mentors would work with you individually. I felt that there were times I got individual instruction when I needed it just because my schedule wouldn't work with what was available.
Steve, does that help?
Yeah, it does.
Appreciate the phone call. Angie, go back to the whole notion of how this began. The Western Governors Association kicked this thing off. Why were governors involved in this? How did this happen?
You know, it's been several years ago, over 15 years, that 19 governors came together and they said, there's this thing called the Internet, and we need to be using it to help to improve our workforce.
Yeah.
And so
they're concerned about, again, as Governor Nixon is in Missouri, numbers of folks who have started college but not finished it. And the more people you have who've gone through school, that boosts your state's prospects for attracting business, right?
Exactly. They're wanting to attract new employers to the state, and the workforce is one of those keys. And so, you know, in Missouri, we have 750,000 Missourians who have tried college. They've got some college, but they didn't achieve that degree. They tried that and they wanted it, and we're the opportunity for them to go ahead and get it. And that's what the governors wanted.
Does Kansas have a similar relationship with WGU?
You know, that's a great question. WGU now has 5 state affiliates. So we're nationwide, but what we've learned is that there are governors that say, I think this really is important to my state, and I'm willing to pitch in a little bit of seed money to start this off. One of the things that we don't get is state allocation on a regular basis, and so we're totally self-sustaining on that $6,000 a year tuition that works for us. And so typically when we get a state, there's this partnership where WGU puts in some money, the state puts in some money, and so there's that emphasis.
Yeah.
Right now there's 5.
Sonia Davis, what else do people need to know about WGU that you can let them in on as we wrap up this segment of our show today?
I think a big, you know, is the cost. It's, you know, I did a lot of research on different programs, and I like the cost of this, and it also you're motivated to get done in a quicker amount of time because you're not paying per credit hour. You're actually paying per 6 month term. So if you can get done, you know, if you're close and you're thinking, oh, I'm not in a big hurry to motivate myself, but then you're thinking, if I can be done before the end of the 6 months, I don't have to pay anymore. So that helps motivate you. I think I got a very good education, and it worked well with my family life and my work schedule.
All right. Well, Sonia Davis, Western Governors University grad, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Angie Basendorfer, a chancellor for WGU Missouri. So good to have you too, Angie. Appreciate it very much. You can find more information about all of our broadcasts. Just go to kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. You can follow me at Steve Kraske. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, Cody Newell, and Jenny Whitty. I'm Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.